Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gus Dugas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Swift. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Swift. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Guttet. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vaughn moves to third. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 1-0. Pirates. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guttet fields it and throws to second for the out. Wehner moves to third. One out. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet strikes out. Two outs. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guttet scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dugas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Finney for a passed ball. Hermann moves to second. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive towards first. Suhr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dugas. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. One out. Hal Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Guttett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-1 in the game. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to third. Komorowski moves to second. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hack. Wehner scores. Komorowski scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Brubaker moves to second. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brubaker moves to third. Two outs. Arkie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet is 0 for 1 in the game. Guttet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg pinch hits for Pat Malone. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete misplays the ball. That's an error on Pete. Hemsley moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Richborg moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Pirates. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Richborg scores. Herman goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Dugas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Zach Taylor now catching. Lance Richborg now playing right field. Frank Demery now playing left field. Leroy Hermann now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 2 in the game. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Demery reaches second base with a double. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to third. One out. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet is 0-for-2 in the game. Guttet hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Guttet reaches second base with a double. Demery scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guttet moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brubaker hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Spencer now pitching. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Dugas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Moore. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cubs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-3 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Leroy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a line drive into right field. Dugas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guttet takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Dugas reaches second base with a double. Peet goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 5, Cubs, 5. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brubaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Brubaker reaches second base with a double. Dugas scores. It's 6-5, Pirates. Hal Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Hack picks up the ball and throws it to Taylor, who tags the runner out. Finney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Glenn Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney moves to third. Archivon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Finney scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 7-5, Pirates. Archivon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 8-5, Pirates. Jackie May now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Herman applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive towards short. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-4 in the game. Suhr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Komorowski moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Komorowski scores. One out. It's 9-5, Pirates. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dugas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gutit juggles the ball. That's an error on Gutit. Suhr moves to second. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brubaker hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suhr moves to third. Two outs. Hal Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Jackie May. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hack moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Demery moves to third. It's 9-6, Pirates. Marv Gutit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutit is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.